This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. The prosecutor of the International Court of Justice in The Hague has filed formal charges of genocide, crimes against humanity, and murder against the president of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir. The prosecutor said that the genocide in Darfur is ongoing, that 2.5 million people have been forced from their homes, and in his words, quote, "We don't have to wait until those 2.5 million die before doing something." This is the first time that this court has charged a sitting head of state, but what happens now is not clear. Juan Mendez is president of the International Center for Transitional Justice. He's a leading world human rights advocate. Mr. Mendez, welcome to Day to Day. What does happen now?
The pretrial chamber, which is a panel of the International Criminal Court of three judges, will review the initial submission by the prosecutor and decide whether there's enough grounds there to merit an arrest warrant and an indictment of Mr. Bashir. The regime is definitely gearing up to resist and to condition its other cooperation with the international community on a variety of other things on quashing this attempt by the prosecutor to bring Mr. Bashir to account.
In the event that the court said, yes, this is the correct position for the International Criminal Court to take, we should prosecute this person, is there any way to actually arrest a head of state?
There isn't, but the whole International Criminal Court is premised on the cooperation of states with its findings. The prosecutor doesn't have a police force that he can rely on. It all depends on the international community's decision to back up this institution.
The Secretary General of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, has today said, "I'm worried that the UN personnel who are in Sudan now could be put in danger by this move." What about that?
I think he's right to be worried. I think if anything happens to them, it will not be the responsibility of the prosecutor. It will be the responsibility of Mr. Bashir and of the Sudanese regime. And it's very important for the international community not to allow itself to be blackmailed by a regime that is resisting a decision of an international judicial body.
Mr. Mendez, you have been a human rights activist for decades now, and a leading one on the world stage. I wonder how you view this development now, because the president of Sudan, Mr. al-Bashir, has essentially said, "I'm going to ignore this." What difference is it going to make?
I always thought that prosecuting crimes is an integral element to the whole thing that the international community has to do to solve the Darfur crisis. Obviously, it's not the only one. What Bashir is doing is basically saying, if I'm indicted, the international community can forget about humanitarian assistance, can forget about deploying an effective protection force, and can forget even about a peace process. That's the kind of blackmail that the international community just cannot accept.
Juan Mendez, president of the International Center for Transitional Justice, on the indictment today by the International Criminal Court of the president of Sudan on charges of genocide and murder. Mr. Mendez, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chadwick.